This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, April 11th. Compassion. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 42. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out, or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged, till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching, the islands will put their hope. This is what God, the Lord, says, the creator of the heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. The canons of Dort note that our merciful God has promised not to snuff out a smoldering wick or break a bruised reed. It says this to show God's compassion and to encourage anyone who feels they aren't doing very well in the new life they have in Christ. Anyone who's dealing with doubts or feeling like a failure should not despair and think they might lose their salvation. God's mercy and grace go deeper than we could imagine. Remember always, as Romans 5:10 points out, that we were reconciled to God and saved in Christ while we were God's enemies. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? No one. In the book of Isaiah, God is speaking to a worn-out, distressed people who need hope and encouragement. He wants to assure them of a change coming with the promised Messiah. This echoes an earlier image. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. This shows what our nature must be toward anyone who is struggling in faith. Jesus had compassion for the weak and hurting. And if people had doubts and confusion, he gave assurance and encouragement. Compassion isn't a weakness. It's the power of grace that we too have received. So let's share the assurance of God's love. Pray with me. Lord, empower us with your compassion and mercy to share it with others. In the Savior's name, we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.